Sign number 13. There will be a one-world political and economic system, or globalism. The Bible gives us a preview of what the world will be like in the last days, and one of the obvious features we find from Scripture is globalism. In other words, a central worldwide system will be created that basically controls the lives of everyone everywhere. This need for such a system will come about from a number of difficulties that humanity will face. They will include the following problems. Our first heading is, there will be poverty and famines in the last days. Now, the book of Revelation speaks of both poverty and famines that will exist at the time of the end. We read about this in chapter 6. It says the following, "Then when the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, 'Come.' So I looked, and here came a black horse. The one who rode it had a balance scale in his hand. Then I heard something like the voice from among the four living creatures saying, 'A quart of wheat will cost a day's pay, and three quarts of barley will cost a day's pay. But do not damage the olive oil and the wine.'" That's from Revelation chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Now, Jesus himself spoke of famines that would occur at the time of the end. We read this in Matthew. He said the following, "For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places." That's Matthew 24:7. Now, the Lord Jesus also said that poverty would always be around with us. In Matthew 26:11, he said this, "For you will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me." So, despite the best efforts of the world, famine and poverty will not be eradicated. This will seemingly cause the leaders of the world to attempt to take care of those who are suffering in these poverty-stricken areas, which is a commendable motive. Though their motives will be well-intentioned, it will set the stage for the worst time in human history, the period of the Great Tribulation. Now, the Bible says that an economic system will be created which will be worldwide in scope. Again, we read in the book of Revelation, "He also caused everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to obtain a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Thus, no one was allowed to buy or sell anything unless they bore the mark of the beast, that is, his name or his number. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has insight calculate the beast number, for it is man's number, and his number is 666. That's from Revelation 13, verses 16 and 17. Because of the problems of poverty and famine in this globalist world, it seems that some type of central economic system will be created, for among other reasons, to help those who are in need. Now, as these verses state, this central system will be hijacked by a future world leader, one that the Bible has much to say about, and we will look at this coming leader in detail in our next sign. So to summarize sign 13, according to the Bible, at the time of the end, there will be both famine and poverty in the world. In other words, despite the best efforts and billions of dollars, there will still be areas hit with famine as well as extreme poverty. To help meet this need, it seems that the world will create some type of central economic system to deal with the issue. While this will not be the only reason it is created, this globalist system, which will stress fairness and togetherness, will attempt to solve these dual problems. However, they will fail. This worldwide economic system will eventually be hijacked by a future world leader. While this individual will seemingly have all the answers to the major problems of the world, he will actually be the long-awaited man of sin, the final Antichrist. His coming will also signal the soon coming of the Lord.